This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolle.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. Now, how would you like to be surprised by a message from a celebrity? Well, just Hola. Hola is a celebrity engagement platform where fans get shout-outs with their favorite artists, performers, personalities, and influencers. Is this a fad or will this be a growing phenomenon? I'm here with Jonathan Sivaratnam to discuss this. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hey, Frida. Thanks for having me.
I tell you. Now, before we get into Hola, right? A little bit about yourself. I understand what, over 20 years in the entertainment industry.
Yes, that's correct. Technically 25 years since I actually got into it, but 20 years professionally in the scene, working the scene.
Okay. When you say working scene, a little bit more.
Yeah. So I started my career as a clown 25 years ago. And I know, believe it or not, I was a professional clown. But I started my event company in the year 2000. So it's entering its 21st year. So, you know, I mean, that's really the full professional extent of it. Before that was just part-time gigs and, you know, side hustle during college. So, right. Yeah.
I like how you said when you started as a clown, right? And this sounds like a setup for a stand-up show, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing, right? Never thought of it that way. I've attempted stand-up and I've also told myself never again. So it's not for everyone. So no. Mad props to my stand-up homies. I mean, I'm an improv. I do improv comedy. I roast the crowd, but I can't do stand-up. So that's a tale for another day.
Okay. So tell me about Hola. How did that come about?
I know, right? So, Hola, which is brought to us by Remote Ventures and you know, Aaron Sarma, who is behind it. Me and him have been having conversations pretty much for 5 years now. I've had this growing itch to join the whole tech scene, you know, the startup eco-culture. Although I keep calling my 20-year-old business a startup 20 years later. I mean, I still believe that I'm in that scene. Early startups before startups became a whole thing. So, long story short, Aaron comes about and says, hey, you know what? You know how we've been having these conversations on and on and on? I got something that I think would work really well for you. And then he shares me all about Hola. I'm like, this is brilliant. You know, so the whole, incubation process, which started last year and where we are today was very interesting because we saw that there's a niche and Asia is a huge market. And, you know, it was a perfect platform to connect celebrities or, you know, KOLs, talents, artists, the whole nine yards to their fans. Mm. And when I saw it, I'm like, you know what, this is a no-brainer. Like, instead of me, you know, thinking up something, coming up with something of my own, Aaron's like, listen, buddy. This is a great niche and it's a perfect fit. And this ticks all the boxes of all that you've been itching to do for like 5 years now. I'm like, you know what? I'm sold. Let's holler at your baller. And that's what it was.
Okay. Now, do you think that the pandemic was what, you know, pushed it in the first place? If it was no pandemic, do you think, you know, this would have taken on as well?
You know what? It's a great question, Freda. And actually, I think you're spot on. Because if you think about it, look at just what we are doing today, how we are doing this. Like, tech literally went through the roof for the entertainment, show business, the entire scene took advantage of, well, I hate to use that, but the pandemic caused everyone to reinvent themselves, right? And the use of tech allowed everyone in that space to actually embrace it and up their game. Everyone leveled up, everyone stepped up. And in the process, we realized that celebrities, talents, KOLs, influencers were all, you know, jumping on the bandwagon real quick. It was a case of who was faster to the market with, you know, the latest gadgets, the latest tech, the latest platforms, and platforms were just blowing up. Till today, every week there's a new platform that's popping up, right? That's allowing this. So it was like, it just made sense. And as we looked at that angle of it and just how celebrities were creating content and pushing themselves out there and talents and the whole nine yards. It just kind of came full circle and it made sense. And so as Hola was being, you know, brought to life, it was like right at the at the right opportune time, I think it's come on board. So I think, you know, it's perfect timing. You know, it's like, I think this pandemic has created many, many new things, just, you know, locally, regionally, internationally. And this is living proof what we're doing right now.
Right. Okay, I go to Hola. How does it work? I want somebody to do something. I go online. What's the process like?
Okay, it's very simple. So let's just say, you know, a good friend of yours is a fan of, I mean, let's just say hypothetically right now we've got Dollar, which is a really good M-pop artist. By the way, you know, we've tied up with Universal Music Group and so we've got a roster of all their exciting acts on there. So Dollar is this wonderful M-pop group, lovely girls are just blowing it up. And you would just go on Hola and you'll see that they are there and you place a booking for a shout out. You'd be like, listen, Dollar, I want you to do a shout out to Khalid, who's, you know, a huge fan of you guys. And it's his, whatever, it's birthday or his company anniversary. And you just feed that information in there. So you need to set up an account. But it's very simple. We are available on both iOS and the App Store, I mean, Google Play Store. And, what you know, you put your little message in there, you place your booking and boom. So then the Dollar team gets a ping that, hey, there's been a booking for you guys to do a shout out, right? And the details are there. And they have 5 days to pretty much send it back to you, right? And so it's basically the act of gifting in its purest form, where the only difference is now we've literally put your celebrity in your hands, you know, and we're connecting fans to their celebrities, celebrities to their fans. It's something that would... Think of it as the newest age of singing telegrams. You know, for those of us who know what a singing telegram is, you know, it's essentially that's what it is, right? But the beauty of it is we're moving it bigger and bigger, where we're doing hangouts and we're going to connect brands with ambassadors. I mean, there's just so much opportunity for Hola to just supersize itself. But the purest form of it is the gifting of a little singing telegram.
Right. Okay. So you are saying there's so many ways to tie up with brands, and I want to, you know, go into that a little bit where you can show me an example. So it's 5 days. What's the price range like?
So that's where, you know, for instance, if you came on and people, you know, you've got a following, Freda, I'd be like, all right, Freda's on the platform. She's going to do shout outs. And honestly, you pick your price. If you say, okay, I just want to get 10 ringgit a shout out, then you just put your price as 10 ringgit. If you're like, nah, I'm 100 ringgit, you know, you're going to pay me 100 bucks to do a shout out for you. So essentially, influencers, talents, whoever comes on the platform, you get to pick your own price, right? And the price that you pick is the price that, you know, you get paid. You know, if you want 100 ringgit, you get paid 100 ringgit. Right. And what fans see is, you know, the 100 ringgit plus a bit of a processing fee and they pay the difference. But you as a talent, you get what you ask for.
Okay, so it's the talent that decides, right? Now, so you were saying that you have a couple of things. You've got through personalized video messages or live one-on-one calls, right?
That's correct.
What's been most popular though? More the personalized video messages?
Well, it's funny you say that. So we've got this young lad who's just killing it, right? He's a young astrologer and he's just going, you know, off the charts. Like people literally pay for hangouts with him. There's 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 60 minutes, basically for him to do a little session on astrology with them. Obviously, in our neck of the woods, everybody is big on that. I haven't done a session yet because homeboy does it in Chinese and I'm working on my Chinese, right? Huh. But the point is, he's killing it. Like he gets bookings left, right, and center and people book him for those little hangouts where he does a personalized astrology reading session with them. Like, right. You know, he tells them their fortunes and their futures and things like that. And so that has given us proof that this actually works. So, you know, we're literally right now going to expand the portfolio of not just something like that, but there's many other avenues of the kind of people that we can bring on the platform where the market would say, hey, we want a one-on-one or we want to hang out with this person because, you know, think along the lines of, you know, motivational coaches or you know, speaking coaches or just life coaches, personal trainers. Everyone's really accepted this whole new way of dealing direct and making bookings. And, you know, Instagram blew up a lot with that last year. You had a lot of these coaches just doing a lot of sessions that way. So we realized that it's perfect timing. Like, people have accepted the fact that you don't need to physically go and, you know, walk into a training center anymore and sign up for a 3-day course, because I think those days are, I'm not saying they're over, but right now your reach is global and it's going to be hybrid. And I think it's a perfect time for us to take advantage of that.
Right. Okay. Now, you were talking about working with brands and how you picture or envision this. We'll discuss that in just a moment. Jonathan Sivaratnam from Holla. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Business, finance and more. BFM 89.9.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. If you've just joined us, I'm here with Jonathan Sivaratnam from Holla. What do they do? They're a celebrity engagement platform where fans get shout-outs to their favorite artists, performers, personalities, and influencers. And you were saying possibly coaches and trainers and what have you. But you were saying, Jonathan, earlier of how brands can come in. How do you envision that happening?
You know what? I have this big dream and I think it's very possible. So let's just say BFM comes to us and say, hey, Holla, like, we want to tie up with you, BFM, Holla collaboration, yada, yada. I mean, which is ironic because all of you guys are influencers in your own little way. But what we would then go to somebody out there and say, BFM and Holla have a collaboration and we want to bring it to you where Freda is going to be an ambassador for a brand like, I don't know, let's just use a brand like Toyota. Mm. So Toyota wants, you know, a whole...
Rolex watch. Hello. Okay.
Rolex. Okay. I'm sorry, Freda. Rolex. Okay. So we will bring this to the table to the Rolex team and say, guess what? So Holla is going to craft out an entire campaign for you for the whole year. And we give you our ambassadors that we have on the panel. We're going to create hangouts. We're going to basically craft a whole thing under Holla Business, right? And that whole arm of it is giving the end client a targeted campaign where once they used to spend that money for advertising, for marketing, for social media, for, you know, their whole digital media marketing campaign, I see that shifting in our direction where we will give them a one-stop shop. We've got the talent, so we've got the ambassadors. We will craft a whole little package that could be a short-term, mid-term, or a long-term thing for a whole year or even longer. And we'll actually put it all together. And it's like a one-stop shop. Like, Holla Business would take care of all of that.
Right.
Does that make sense?
You've got my mind worrying. Anyway, worrying. So anyway, we're moving on to other things, right? What are the demographics of your main customers? I would think like fairly young.
Well, for now, yes, because they're the ones the most who are out there. But ironically, we think that it's beyond that. And there's something pretty exciting that's happening right now in the season of all that's going on. Mm-hmm. And we hope that, because that's going to attract a little different of an audience range, but you are right. Right now, we're looking at, you know, 35 and under, but we do feel there's great potential, you know, especially when, you know, when we sign up legendary acts, for instance. Now, a legend is going to have a demographic that is automatically just going to go, you know, all the way up, you know, age is just a number, but hey, legends have a different fan base, right? So we feel like we've got something cool that we're working on. We're calling it Spotlight Artists. And when we do things like that, we're going to automatically see a shift in the demographics of the age range that we cater for.
Right. Okay. So the business model is pretty much a cut from all the work that you do? Or will that be, and how will it be different when you have brands coming in?
Well, I mean, you know, the way we look at it is it will be a standalone, right? But I mean, right now, in itself, the platform is self-explanatory or the service is self-explanatory. But when we look at this targeted market that we're going after, then it'll be very, very skewed towards that. So, you know, it's a work in progress as we speak about it right now, simply because we know that there is a niche market there that we're trying to get into. And so, I mean, it's going to be a model that, you know, it's going to be pretty fluid. We're working with what the market needs, and we want to bring that and create this opportunity for them, because it's an opportunity that before this was, people had to go out there and like, do we go look for, you know, specific kind of talent agencies, and then we come together and then we work with a production agency and we put something together. Whereas with the wealth of, you know, background that we all bring to the table, the team at Holla, we find that this is going to be a truly one-stop solution kind of thing that Holla can bring to the market.
Right. I'm also wondering, interested to know, like, the, you know, setting it up, the back end, the tech behind it. What was that like, man? That's the part that people don't see, and that's where the headache is.
Well, that's the beauty of who Remote Ventures is, you know. So the team at Remote Ventures, I mean, these guys are rock stars. That's all I can say. They are digital rock stars, right? So us on the front end of Holla, we're dealing with actual rock stars. But hey, in today's day and age, the digital guys, they are the true rock stars. If they can't build something and bring it to market in the quickest of time,
right,
no amount of us being genuine rock stars out there screaming and shouting off the rooftops is going to make a difference. So I really mad props to the Remote Ventures team, because the guys behind the scenes are crack, you know, a real crack squad. The A-team, you know, the classic A-team, you know.
How long did it take though? I mean,
From the time they, honestly, it was less than 12 months. Okay. The ideation began early last year, and I think the prototype, you know, was ready by December. But we hit the market in April.
Right. And yeah. Currently, how many talents do you have?
We have about 100, and mm-hmm. and we're literally expanding regionally already as we speak. Mm-hmm. We're already looking at the ASEAN region for talents. We've spoken to, you know, even talents a little bit more further away, and we are branching out to the Indian subcontinent market, mm-hmm. the Bollywood market, and things like that. And so this is where my role in that is, because of the fact that, you know, I've been working with artists from around the globe in my tenure, which is still ongoing as an event producer. And so I've already been speaking to friends in the industry around the globe, and they're like, this is dope. And it allows them to connect with their fans in this neck of the woods. So we're just onboarding them as we go. And of course, we're truly excited with the partnership we have with UMG, even with Rocket Fuel from Astro and things like that. So, you know, these kind of talent pools, it's just growing as it goes. And of course, because this is still super new, a lot of the acts themselves, they're like, oh, this exists? Oh, cool.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's like we're constantly just sharing like, hey, here's an opportunity for you to connect to your fans. Come join the hype and let's do this.
Right. I guess it's not a new idea. I guess it has been introduced in the US and all that. But anyway, tell me about your partnership with Universal Music Group and TikTok, and what does that entail?
Exactly. Yeah. Mm. So the way it works is, you know, they obviously see that this is an exciting platform that makes sense for their entire talent pool, right? And so we bring the tech, they bring the talents. And so it's a great synergy where we're bringing, you know, a platform, as you said, that already exists, that proof of concept exists in the other side of the world. But right now in our side, you know, there have been, you know, a few who have tried it and so on and so forth. But I think with Holla, the synergy, the team, the energy that we're going to bring to the table is something that I think Universal Music Group, TikTok, even Rocket Fuel, they see that. And they've said that, you know, here we are, we're going to sit at the table with you. We're going to open up our books and, you know, lay it out, you know, the talents that we have. And UMG have got a great roster. You know, it's not no longer just recording artists. You know, they've got influencers. They've got, you know, KOLs. I mean, like Wubi, who's our rock star that I talked about, our astrologer, he's on the Universal Music Group. Like, would you have thought that one day the Universal Music Group had an astrologer on their talent? You know, I mean, like, when I first heard that, I'm like, are you for real? Like, what did I just miss? Like, how did I not know that UMG has just scaled at that level, right? And of course, you know, with TikTok and things like that. So even our TikTok stars, you know, I mean, as much as they are stars on the TikTok platform, but even TikTok sees that this is definitely an opportunity, because beyond just TikTokers doing what they do on their own platform, the ability for them to do a personalized shout out or even personalized hangouts, they all see the power of what Holla is going to bring to the market. So I think that's where all of us are excited. We're gearing up. You know, and that's really, it's like to infinity and beyond, right? Like right now, we're just going to work as closely as we can with these partners. And the key goal here that we want to do is proof of concept in Malaysia. And then we're going to reach out to all the regional teams for UMG, for TikTok. And this is definitely a brand that we see, not just for Asia, but beyond.
Okay. Now, to set up something like this, right, I'm talking about competition in the future. Is this something that is so barrier to entry, right? Is this something that's easily replicable if someone wants to do this? And, you know, why would it not be so easy to do it?
Obviously, if, you know, a little bit of research will answer that question, that yes, there have been, you know, there are ongoing platforms that are obviously in the market, in the region. In across ASEAN nations, for instance. But I would say that some of them started a little bit earlier, but they seem to be a little quiet these days, right? So obviously, there is a void in the market that we feel that this is the perfect time that we are coming in and we are going in, you know, with our guns blazing. And the biggest thing that we have that we know is we have these strong partnerships, which everyone else just, you know, I'm not going to compare to any particular competing brand out there. But, you know, everyone tried it on their own account. And just working directly with talents alone, yes, that's going to work. But when you have great alliances and partnerships that are in the pipeline as well, I think that automatically amplifies our ability to scale it, right? So I think that's truly what we are looking at right now. As much as, you know, there are competitors out there doing what they're doing, I do feel that we've got a formula that is different and it's going to be the formula that's going to help this entire concept, this idea to just, you know, take a wind of its own and just pretty much, you know, blow up.
Okay, so the formula is actually Jonathan Sivaratnam with over 20 plus years in the entertainment industry. Now that's the secret sauce, right?
Well, okay. To be fair, I mean, bless Aaron and his heart, bless the team at Remote Ventures. These guys are lovely guys, right? But at the end of the day, this is a platform that is for talents, and I guess you are right. I am a talent. I still perform. I still get on stage and do my thing. You know, I still love that part of showbiz. And so coming to Holla was just a natural, like, okay, it's like we need a person who's basically quite shameless in that sense to get out there and hobnob with fellow, you know, attention-seeking people. So I think, yes, I mean, it was an easy thing to decide upon only because I love what I do. I love the entertainment industry. I was obviously born to do this. I will leave the world making a lot of noise. That's how everybody knows me to be. And so Holla was just a perfect fit. It's hand in glove, right? And only because I work with talents, I know the angst of not just being a talent, but managing talents, because I'm in both ends on the spectrum. On most days, I'm booking and working with my fellow celebrities and talents. And on some days, I'm a talent myself. So, you know, I get to stand on both sides of the divide and literally, and that's really what we want to do at Holla. Like, we want to tell them, hey, we get it. We want you here, but we also know what it's like to be you.
I guess just to cap it, right, you know, why do you feel this is just, you know, not just a trend? And your future plans, apart from going regional, what else do you have in store?
Well, I mean, I think what we're truly excited about is obviously, you know, shout-outs being the first go-to-market. But where we're truly, truly, truly gunning for is the opportunity for businesses to tie up with Holla. Right? I mean, so there's Holla shout outs, Holla hangouts, and the business side of it is where we truly feel that this is going to blow up. Like in the sense of we've got some great ideas in the pipeline that are coming up really soon. And I think when businesses see the ability to, we'll end up being this whole one-stop shop brand that allows many things to happen concurrently because of the fact that we've got a not just a pool of a variety of talents and acts and KOLs and all that, but how we can tie it together, especially with the alliances that we have, with the partnerships that we have. So we feel that that aspect of it, you know, that's something that truly has been missing in this side of the world. Like, you know, you get a lot of it in the West, I mean, and they embrace it really quickly. So we feel like that part of it is truly, truly exciting. And, you know, it would be nice to see how we can compete with, you know, that really big brand that's out there for the Western world doing right. what they do. We feel like we can take them on, you know, head on for Asia.
Right, right. Okay. Of course, we've got, you know, Christmas, New Year, Chinese New Year, you know, and it's a very interesting, you know, think of a different present, a different gift idea with this, with whatever's happening. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us. Jonathan Sivaratnam from Holla. You've been listening to Open for Business. I'm Frida Liu, BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with bossbelly.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.